Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Okay. Laura, at UNEEQ underscore. She's ready to roll.
All right. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Go ahead, Laura.
That was really a great read, George.
That was funny. Joey Sedano's probably like, what?
Funny.
What's so funny? What's happening here? No?
I know you guys already did it, but I did it again.
Oh. Oh, man. I thought you didn't know, and that's why you you took all the fun.
No, I wanted you guys to think I didn't know.
Or is that what you want us to think, but you
no,
really didn't
I had
know.
To blow my nose, so sorry.
Oh. Okay.
That was funny.
Taking care of, I had to find a tissue. That's what I was doing.
Oh.
I could still hear the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought it, anyways, whatever. I thought it was a funny little bit, but okay. It is what it is. Anyways, probably a week ago or two, I told you guys that there was a sriracha shortage and that, you know, you had to stock up. Mm-hmm. Well, some restaurants are feeling the pain because they can't seem to find the sriracha anywhere. Mm-hmm. And a Silver Lake restaurant is offering free food in exchange for a brand new bottle of sriracha.
That's great.
I know, right? They already got about 100 bottles of sriracha. So if you want to partake, you can go to B in Silver Lake. It's a Vietnamese takeout spot. And for its popcorn chicken, they use a lot of the sriracha. It's a crucial ingredient into what they serve. So if you guys want to be... get some free food. They don't really say what they're giving for free for the bottle, but you guys can go into the Silver Lake location and find more details.
How about that? Sriracha is now a piece of currency, a brand new
commodity.
Bottle. Yeah, of sriracha. And let me tell you something. You had mentioned this a couple weeks ago that there was a sriracha shortage. And when I went to finish off a bottle of sriracha in my house, I was like squeezing it. And like, you know, when you squeeze the sriracha because you're trying to get every last bit of it out and it like goes and it. All that is like little things, they just go flying. There's like not the consistency of the sauce. It just goes poof. And I was like, oh, man, there's no more sriracha here. There's none in the grocery store. I'm screwed. I had to switch over to what's the one with the wooden top? Cholula?
Cholula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to switch.
I hope I did pronounce the restaurant correct. It's B, and then it's like literally B, but then there's like an apostrophe on it. So just saying. But it's in Silver Lake.
Well, you take the sriracha away from those guys, they could be screwed. They need your sriracha. It's like a car dealership. We need your used cars.
We need
your sriracha.
But it's why I've told you to sit, you know, if you need a used car, go on Carvana and make some money.
Oh, you did. Yeah, you did.
That's what I did.
I remember when you did that, and I thought to myself, wait a second. So
that's
you
a lot
a
of
car,
work, but I got money out of it.
Right. You have a lease, and you're selling the car, and they're buying you out of the lease, and you're making the difference between what the cost was versus what they're paying you. And I was like,
oh,
that seems like such a headache. And
I
now,
made money on the deal.
Now it seems smart.
I mean, probably not money in retrospect because I eventually obviously had to pay the lease for 3 years. But you know what I mean? Like, but I made money back more than what I owed on the car to buy it outright.
I think I told you the story. I had a friend of mine who had a Tesla. It was like a three-year-old Tesla. Mm-hmm. The lease, the buyout on the lease was like 60 grand. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. He had a broker sell it for him. 90 grand.
I believe it.
And then he bought one of those Rivian trucks. Those things are nice. You see those?
I have not, no.
Yeah, the electric pickup truck?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, I know Ford has one, an F-150. So.
Yeah, it's called a Rivian. That's the name of the brand, Rivian.
Oh, no.
Freaking thing is amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it amazeballs?
You know what, George? Glad you used that word. I love the word amazeballs, and it is. I love amazeballs.
You're such a weirdo.
I like that word.
I love it.
Let's bring it back in style.
I used it because I figured you would use it.
Yeah, what do you mean bring it back? It's not. It didn't leave in style. It's still
in
style.
Oh, it left like in 1999, sir.
Get out of here. Come on. No way amazeballs died in 99.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It never left for you, Cap.
No way. Amazeballs actually was probably, I'm going to say, 2020-ish. I'm gonna say maybe. You guys think it was that long ago?
Yeah, what is wrong with you? 2020? No way. At least like 10 years ago.
I don't know. I think amazeballs is a much fresher phrase than you guys are giving it credit for.
Okay, sure.
Let me see.
Dead meow five. Okay, sir.
Take it from me.
What's crack-a-lackin'? You know, you're the pop culture expert, Cap.
Well, I'm really the cool way of talking expert, you know? Like when I say to people, what's good? You know, that's a fun thing to say.
So
to
it technically became a word in the dictionary in 2012, which means that it was being used way before then.
I would say the height of amazeballs just a couple of years ago. You guys think the late 90s?
No, if it became a word in 2012, then it definitely was not the height a few years ago. That's 10 years ago.
I feel like it took a long time to catch on.
No, it did not, because the it says here, when I Googled origin of amazeballs, it says promotion of the expression amazeballs is mainly attributed to the U.S. TV personality and gossip columnist Perez Hilton, who used the term on his well-known blog back in 2009.
All right. Well, I wasn't reading that blog, and so
you were reading Perez Hilton? I don't even like gossip, and I was reading Perez Hilton.
Everybody was on that.
Yeah, not me. I mean, I remember it, and I remember like it being a thing, but I never remember reading amazeballs.
He's still a thing. Like, he made a ton of money off that and still, like, you know, gets all the dirt.
And he's all positive now and stuff like that.
He's not as mean. He was very mean back then.
Yeah, he was brutal. Yeah.
But it's why people read him.
He was amazeballs.
Correct. That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Cappy.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are amazeballs against the Padres. And I feel like, I don't think, man, it's pretty hilarious how the Padres are so good when they don't play the Dodgers. And then they play the Dodgers and they literally wet the bed.
Well, look, I mean, the Dodgers have been the class of the division for the last 10 years.
That's true.
And the Padres were always the...
Also Rams?
100%. And the Padres were always organizationally looked up to the Dodgers. And for the longest of times, you know, ownership in San Diego would sell to the fan base, which was, we'll never be able to keep up with the Dodgers. I mean, they have a $250 million payroll, but they have a billion-dollar TV deal. We don't have a billion-dollar TV deal. We can't spend that kind of money on players, so we're just going to have to piece a team together. We'll never be able to keep up with the big, bad Dodgers. But if you look at the payrolls of the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Padres, and I'm missing somebody who's up there as well, the Mets, the Padres are spending comparable now to what the Dodgers spend.
Yeah, the guy who bought them a couple of years ago spends a lot of money.
Peter Seidler, who's their owner, is part of the old school, and I got to think of the O'Malley family that owned the Dodgers.
Right.
That was his grandfather.
Right.
So he's been in and around baseball from the Dodgers standpoint for all those years. Now he owns the Padres.
Yeah.
And he just so desperately wants to compete with the Dodgers. And there's a number out there. I'm trying to find it because I read it earlier today. I want to say in like the last 40 games, I'm telling you, the Dodgers have won like 35 of them.
It's
some crazy number.
Yeah. Yeah, it is wild. It is a wild number. But look, man, it's why the Giants and Dodgers rivalry matters so much, because those two teams, whenever they face, regardless of records, the Giants always give them a hard time.
Last night, and you know, listen, we all know what a great defensive player Mookie Betts is.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
But the throw that Chris Taylor made last night.
No, no question. Just out of this world good, yes.
They said that it was like 97 miles an hour he threw that ball. And if you saw the play,
on a
ball, ball gets hit out into right field. And Taylor makes a routine catch, but he doesn't like make this crazy crow hop where he's like just using every ounce of his body. The throw, it looked effortless and perfect. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just every big play in that game last night, the Dodgers had all the control. The crowd was going crazy. Listen, Dodger fans love to kind of keep Padre fans at bay. Like, okay, little boy, okay. They just pat him on the top of the head. It's a nice effort out of you. Good try, little guy. And the Padres are like, we need to get those guys. Gosh, we got to keep up with those guys, and we can't seem to get them. But man, I'm telling you, man, that game last night, to have somebody go out there and pitch seven strong innings and strike out 10 and get no run support at all. You don't beat the Dodgers by scoring one run. That I know. And tonight, Blake Snell for the Padres, 0-5. Against Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers, 9-0. Padres 0-7 when Snell starts. Dodgers 11-3 when Gonsolin starts. I mean, everything tonight is pointing to advantage
Dodgers. Isn't he like due then, Blake Snell? You know what I mean? Like, just at some point it's going to happen. They're going to win when he pitches.
Blake Snell's got this habit of blowing games in the first inning and then kind of calming down and then getting through a few. But Blake Snell's a five-inning pitcher. That's what he is, five.
Doesn't Blake Snell sound like he should be a country music singer?
100%.
Blake Snelton. Snelton.
Like, I was just going to say, there's a Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he should be a country music singer.
He's good, though.
So now he should be Blake Snelton. Just throwing that out there. You watching this game tonight, George? You home on a Friday night for the Dodgers and the Padres?
I'm going to order some wings on International Wing Day.
Okay, have you decided where you're going to order them from yet, based on all the suggestions we've gotten?
I've narrowed it down. I'm figuring it out.
And are you planning on going
to that place in Redondo or something that the gentleman mentioned earlier?
And you want the dry rub lemon pepper?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Sweet Lou.
What?
Sweet Lou.
Why'd you just call him Sweet Lou?
I don't know. Isn't that like a lemon pepper thing? Who was it a couple years ago that had the lemon pepper wings?
Lou Williams.
Yeah, Lou Williams in a strip club
in
Atlanta.
I think of Sweet Lou, though. I don't think of Lou.
You
think
of lemon pepper
his
Lou.
Name is, his nickname is Lou Will.
Oh my God.
Lemon pepper Lou. Lemon pepper Sweet Lou.
Yeah, Sweet Lou. I was thinking like
lemon
Lou Piniella.
Pepper Lou.
Come on.
I was like, why are you referencing Lou Piniella?
Lou
like,
Piniella is your
about...
Sweet Lou? That's your Sweet Lou? Lou Piniella?
Yeah.
The way that you mix and combine like different references.
Oh, we might have lost.
Oh, we lost. Yep.
Lindsay. Did you guys see this picture of these amazing bacon maple bourbon wings?
No, where are they at?
Let me send it. Oh, my God. These look so pretty.
Bacon, maple, what?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you guys. It's on Twitter, but, like, I'm sending it to you guys because I opened my Twitter and I was like, what deliciousness in God's earth is this? They look beautiful. Hmm. Oh, it's not sending. I don't know why. But...
Bacon what?
Bacon maple bourbon wings.
So bacon, maple, bourbon wings? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I just sent it. Don't they look so pretty?
That sounds like one of those wacky ice cream flavors that Sedano doesn't like.
No, yeah. Oh, speaking of which, is National Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. I want to get to that. Let's do that next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right. Oh, nice. Oh, I like this song. All right, good.
Do you know why I'm playing that one?
You played it the other day.
Right. Well, because nobody cared about the Clippers, but this one in particular is a reason why.
Okay. Be curious to know what that is.
Quack, quack, quack.
I know it.
Thank you, Lindsay. Go ahead.
Because it's Wing Day.
Yes.
Cluck you.
Get cluck
it?
You.
Wings. Chicken wings.
Very,
come
very,
on, guys.
Very clever out of you, Laura Romo. And right over my head.
Clearly.
Right over.
You.
Things are, Cap. Most things are.
Sedano would have gotten it.
Yeah. Bok, 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 bok.
Do 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 do. I haven't heard any Missy Elliott yet today. I'll tell you that right now.
We'll get there. Night is still young. So anyway, today Lindsay brought it up. It is national, what, international or national? National Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. Look, I'm good on ice cream. Okay, I love ice cream, and I actually like getting a little, you know, kooky and crazy with like my ice cream flavors in the sense of as long as it's all sugary, you know what I mean? Like I like going to like a gelato place where they have like all these like, you know, Nutella concoctions and like peanut butter. Sorry, Laura. Concoctions and
it's all good.
All this, you know, cookies thrown in there. Like, I'm good with that. But once you start getting savory stuff in my ice cream, I don't feel it. It's just
kind
not
of savory
for me.
Stuff. What do you mean by savory?
Like bacon or something.
Ugh. Oh, bacon in my ice cream?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I have a confession. I've had bacon in my ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place, and I said, I think you said your sister or somebody drove all the way to Bakersfield for, it's called Moose Creamery. I don't know if it's still there. But I saw it in, like, the Food Network, and my friend and I, it was, like, super late. We couldn't sleep. We're like, dude, we should totally just drive there. And we did. It is the most disgusting thing ever. Don't ever do it. It's gross.
You ever have peanut butter on a cheeseburger?
No, because I would die.
No, yeah. But there's a place in Hermosa Beach that does that.
Right. Like, I've seen that on the menu
right on
before.
The Strand.
And
yeah,
like
by the pier.
People are like adventurous. Like, ooh, I'll try that. I'll have the peanut butter cheeseburger. I'm like, no, yeah. Peanut butter and cheeseburger doesn't work for me. And I love bacon and I love ice cream, but not necessarily together. I don't want bacon in the ice cream. Although, listen, I suppose I guess I would give it a shot. But I'm not really into exotic ice creams either. Like, when I go into an ice cream shop and they've got, like, blue ice cream with, like, little candies in it and stuff, I'm like, that's not for me. You know, birthday cake ice cream. Nah, I'm a very simple person, George. Very simple man.
Right.
I'll take chocolate.
I don't think that birthday cake ice cream is necessarily exotic.
No, birthday cake ice cream is not exotic at all.
What would you call an exotic ice cream?
Like rhubarb crumble ice cream.
They got that? Or did you make that up?
Yeah.
No,
that's
a thing.
That's exotic. I would agree.
That's a thing. That's a
thing. Well, Lindsay was talking about these random, right? The straw something, Lindsay, that you were
talking about. Salt and straw. Salt and straw. It's really good. Yeah. It sounds weird. I don't usually like that stuff, but I got it.
What's salt and straw?
It's a frozen yogurt place that has weird combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them you
like the. There's one
weird.
Lavender and I don't know. They got some pistachio weird combinations.
Well, some of them are like kind of normal. We had like the watermelon sorbet or whatever the other day, and it wasn't super bad. But then others, Christian and I looked at it too, like, hell nah. Like, you wouldn't even pay us to try those things. It was gross.
I went into a yogurt shop today, and one of these like self-serve yogurt shops, you know, and I always go to the same place, and they've got really good, like, chocolate peanut butter yogurt. They didn't have it today. So I'm like, okay, I'll go to the backup, which would be chocolate. They didn't have chocolate either. I was pretty upset about it. But eventually I settled on, like, an orangey sherbet-y yogurt.
Orangey like, sherbet-y?
Yeah. It was like a, I don't know, like a creamsicle. You know what I mean? Like the orange and the vanilla together. God, it was good. Really good. And I wouldn't have had it if they had the chocolate, because I would have just stayed with the traditional chocolate. But it was like an orangey, sherbet-y kind of thing, you know? And it was
good. Not always bad to try new things.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty caught up in my ways, you know? Just straight chocolate is fine by me. But orangey, sherbet-y, it was good.
Anything that's got sweets in it, like, I'm good.
Oh, you see, like, when I go to the yogurt place, I don't even put toppings on my yogurt. No
toppings.
You just
want plain yogurt?
Yeah, I don't want, like Oreo cookie crumbles. I mean, sometimes I might be inspired to use, like, some rainbow sprinkles, old school style. I've been seeing a lot of these TV commercials recently, Cody Bellinger and Fernando Tatis for Dairy Queen. When was the last time you were at a Dairy Queen? See, back in the day, Dairy Queen used to be great because you'd go, you'd have a soft serve ice cream cone, then they take the ice cream and then they dip it into, like, this chocolate sauce or this red sauce, and then they pick it up from the sauce, and then the shell gets hard, and then it becomes, like, a crunchy sort of a thing, which was delish.
They still do that.
Yeah, but I haven't been to a Dairy Queen. I don't even know anybody know where there's a Dairy Queen? I see these Bellinger and Tatis commercials all the time, and I don't know where there's a Dairy Queen.
Inside the malls.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in malls.
I haven't seen one in a long time.
West Covina Mall, I believe, still has one.
How about the Del Amo Mall? Because that seems like that's where George is trying to get me to go there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they have a Dairy Queen.
Unfortunate.
I'm trying to think. The closest Dairy Queen to the Del Amo Mall is probably...
I mean, if you're gonna go, you know, big game hunting at the Del Amo Mall.
No, it's definitely not in Torrance. Like, the closest thing would probably be Cerritos, like somewhere in that area.
Cerritos.
Probably a Dairy Queen.
Cerritos.
Yeah.
Right, Laura?
Cerritos, correct.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I mean, not but Cerritos. People here anglicize it. So
I know. So it's not Cerritos.
It's like
I mean,
San Pedro. It's like no, really.
No, come
right.
On,
it
come
should
on.
Be San Pedro. Yeah.
San Pedro. San Pedro. I mean, come on.
Cerritos. Santa Monica.
Oh, Santa Monica. Si.
Santa Monica. Now, si, Santa why did you put the accent Santa, on the wrong place?
Santa
there?
Monica. Si. Yeah.
You made it Italian.
Santa Monica.
Almani.
Like oh, really? Almani, Almani, Almani. Yeah.
El Monte, Montebello,
La Habra, like.
La Habra,
La Habra,
yeah,
La Habra,
yeah. Hacienda Heights.
Oh my God, that one always gets me. Always, or Costa Mesa, Costa Mesa,
Costa Mesa. It's like,
hey, there's the nothing hell? Wrong with saying Costa Mesa, Blair. Come on, relax.
Costa Mesa. Sorry, it gets me.
Anyway, somehow or another, I don't know how this happened. I don't know if it was wings. I don't know
San
if it was
San Juan Capistrano.
That's a good one. That's a good pull, actually.
How would you say that, Laura?
It's San Juan Capistrano.
There you go. He said it perfectly.
Capistrano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice job. Yeah, we have really taken these towns and their names, and we have really anglicized them. Haven't
Rancho
we?
Mission Viejo.
Rancho Mission Viejo?
Ontario.
Yeah, that was better.
Ontario.
Exactly.
Here, you say the town, and I will take it from the white guy version to the Espanol version.
Okay, which one do you want me to just pick a random one?
Si.
Pasadena.
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 Pasadena. Pasadena. Pasadena.
You
Pasadena.
Already failed, guys.
Okay, come on. Give me another shot. Pasadena. Give me another shot.
Oh, what's another one? So I don't want to help me out because I'm blanking. I feel like we did all the big ones.
Yeah, we already did like the good ones, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
You should give them to me. Let me work on them.
Yeah. Sierra Madre.
Oh, that is
yeah,
a good
there
one.
We
yeah.
go.
That's a good one.
There right. we go. Right. San Gabriel Valley, yeah, Sierra Madre.
Sierra Madre.
Arcadia.
Arcadia. Arcadia. Monrovia.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those. Anything in the 626, I don't understand why people anglicize it so much, but they're all pretty mainly.
Yo, shout out to the 626.
Shout out to the 626.
Hell yeah,
shout out to
from.
The 818.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 805.
Yeah.
The 323, the 213. Yeah. Shout them all out. 760.
213. Just hang. Yeah.
Shout them out.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what we're doing here. But
me neither. It's Friday afternoon. Yeah, it's Friday.
We went off the rails. Right. Yeah, I don't know what the hell we were doing anymore.
I think it's all because of you and ice cream.
Yeah. Well, listen, I draw the line at the savory stuff. So, you know, it is what it is.
I know.
This is such bleepery.
It is total bleepery is exactly what it is.
I kind of want Notre Dame to go to the Big Ten, too.
You know,
because I don't know if you can guarantee USC and Notre Dame anymore if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you might have a hard time scheduling out-of-conference games, won't you?
I mean, there'll always be one or two spots, but yeah.
I mean, you say that, but on the other hand, it's like, look, if there are 16 teams, like you did this thing the other day where you told us about how
the ACC and what they're doing. Yeah.
Right. So I think in the ACC, how many teams are there? Are there 14 or are there 16?
There's 14 at the moment. Yeah.
Right. So of all 14 teams, each team has its three, what you might call natural rivals.
Correct.
So you're going to play these three teams.
They rotate the other 10. They'll play them home and away in a span of 4 years. Yes.
Right. So I'm just thinking out loud here. If you've got three natural rivals
yeah.
and you're going to play the other 10 in home and homes.
Right.
I mean, in theory, are you going to tell me that you're playing 13 games a year and that all 13 games are conference games?
Yeah.
Or will there ever be time in your schedule to say, no.
No, I think they'll still have a couple. They'll have a couple.
I mean, maybe that first week of the season when you say, okay, we're going to take USC from the Big Ten, and we're going to take Texas from the SEC, and we're going to have some kind of a, you know, preseason big game, 100,000 people in Jerry World kind of deal.
Yeah.
But the notion of playing these out-of-conference games, these big matchups in between the, you know, two teams from monster conferences, I don't know, man. I don't know if we're going to still get that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the challenge. Like, I would still love to see Notre Dame. Like, you know, that might be hard. I still think that the Big Ten will still do two non-conference games. They'll do 10 conference games. And then you're rotating the other ones, you know, the other four, and maybe the other six, I guess, at that point.
I mean, ultimately, if you have four conferences like the Big Ten and the SEC, mm-hmm. and I'll just use the ACC for now as a placeholder, mm-hmm. and I'll use the Big 12, okay? I'm just going to use those four conferences as an example. And maybe it turns into the Pac-12. But ultimately, you could probably be looking at like 64 teams.
Correct.
Between four conferences.
That's what we're getting to. We're going to get to four super conferences.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Four, and here's what happens to the rest of everybody else. This is where everybody else is going to get screwed. The Washington State, the Oregon State, maybe even like the Arizona State, where these guys are going to get screwed is, if you're not part of the four super conferences, and this is all in theory.
You're out of gas.
You're like a Division I AA school.
Yeah.
And you've got an 80,000-seat stadium on your campus.
Yeah, that is going to be the challenge. By the way, Pre-Tom tweets us and says, Sedano, have him do Los Feliz.
Los Feliz.
Aha!
Oh.
That's a good one.
Los Feliz.
Los Feliz.
Feliz.
La Brea.
La Brea. Oh.
La Brea. Mm-hmm. La Brea. Si. La Brea.
Beto and Whittier says, I am now, truly now, after all these years, after almost 7 years, I am definitely now L.A. because I knew where the Dairy Queen was near the South Bay, that it was in Cerritos.
Cerritos.
Yes. Cerritos. Yes. Sí. There is true. There is not a lot. I think there's two Dairy Queens, actually, in Cerritos, if I recall correctly.
Dairy Queen was good back in the day. I haven't been there in a really long ass time, but let me rephrase that. Laura, haven't been there in a minute.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Like, yeah, if you are in, like, you got to basically go east of the 605 to go to a Dairy Queen, now that I think about it.
And that's why I'm so fascinated by these commercials. I'm like, there's Cody Bellinger, there's Fernando Tatis, and those are just two guys. There's ball players all over the country, Major League Baseball players are all part of these Dairy Queen commercials. I'm like, they spend a lot of money on advertising. I don't even know where there is a Dairy Queen.
Oh, wait, there is one in East Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Yeah, but that's it. Everything else is probably is east of the 605.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that East Pasadena one is just because the 605 curves to the right there, basically curves east. So
Pasadena.
Anyway, all right. Coming up next, big deal or no deal? Take it away, Sedano. We will, Chris, in just 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you guys say take it away yet?
I have not. I didn't hear anything. I didn't have the audio in here, but I'm guessing because we're playing the music, that's the case. All right, Christopher, thanks. Let's take it away now, Lindsay. You take it away.
Thanks, Sedano. Thanks, Christopher. So I don't know if you guys know this, but today, July 1st, is Bobby Bonilla Day. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to everybody.
Yeah, now he's making still making $1 million a year. Yep.
Yes, he makes...
It's like 1.6, I think.
1.193248 million dollars.
There you go.
Till like 20
from the New
what?
York Mets.
Yeah, to like 2035.
Yes. So yes, he signed this deal back in 1992, and he's going to for the deferred payments, and he's going to continue getting these payments until 2035. This is
so
crazy.
Smart.
It's like an unprecedented deal.
So
but
smart.
The fact that he's still getting these $1.2 million checks every single year on July 1st. Is this a big deal or no deal still in 2022?
I'm going to say it's a big deal. And by the way, he's not the only former Major League Baseball player that has one of these deferred contracts. I was looking this up earlier today, and there's a lot of guys out there who still get paid many, many years after their playing career is over.
Yeah.
But Bonilla was the biggest name and the most money, and people are still just shocked by it. But when you think about it, it's like such a smart business move to defer all that money. And every year you hit the lottery on July 1st. It's awesome. Gosh, somebody pay me $1 million every July 1st just for stuff used to do.
I'm with that.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal too. I don't think there's any question about it. But like, I'm just curious though, like Cappy, like, is there a scenario where you would go the other way on this?
And take all the money up front?
Yeah. Like, do you think, because it's kind of like the lottery winners, right? Like, people that you have, like, if you win the lottery, the Powerball, the Mega Millions, all that stuff, right? Like, you have the option to do a 30-year deferred thing, right, mm-hmm. where you make mm-hmm. more money, mm-hmm. In where you get more money from the lottery, let's say. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily make more money, but a lot of people will tell you, financial people will tell you, take the lump sum, even though it's only like two-thirds of the actual jackpot, and because they say that you can then invest it right away and compound your interest and assets and growth, et cetera, that way. And it will be higher than getting it deferred.
If I won the lottery, I would take every penny immediately.
Right.
If I was in Bobby Bonilla's shoes when he signed that contract way back then, and I already had a lot of money, I would have done it the way he did it.
Okay. I'm just curious.
How about you?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if right. I guess the point is that he already had a lot of money, right? So there's that mm-hmm. part of the equation. So. So I guess it's not an apples to apples comparison, but it just kind of came to my head because I know like one of the lotteries, I think the Mega Millions or something, is a lot of money. I saw it when I was driving down the street today.
Dude, it's
like
wild.
$300 or $400 million. How
much
or
is
something.
It? $300 or $400 million bucks?
Yeah,
I want a piece of that pie.
Seriously,
I'm gonna go buy some lottery tickets.
Go pay $2 and buy yourself a lottery ticket.
I'm gonna buy 10 of them.
Yeah. I never win anything, so no.
Do you let the machine pick them for you, or do you pick your own numbers?
So here's what I do. I always play two tickets, right? I have a set of numbers I always play, and then I let them do a random draw, one random draw.
And what are your numbers? Are they like all your birthdays of you, your kids?
Not all birthdays, but yes, yeah, so there's some birthdays in there. There's some just numbers that mean something for one reason or another. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to buy tickets tonight. When's the drawing? Is it tomorrow? Well,
tonight.
The drawing's
Mega
tonight?
Mega Millions is Friday, yeah.
And what time do you have to buy the tickets by? I mean,
I think you have to get it by 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Let me check. Hold on. Go ahead. Go to the next question, Lindsay, and I'll find it.
I was going to say, Cappy, you are the exact person that I feel would be like a very good, unlikely lottery winner story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I could
sure.
feel people being like, oh, that Scott Kaplan won however many millions of dollars. Can you believe it? And you would just be like swimming in it. You'd also give a lot of it away.
Dude, I'd be making it rain.
Yeah, you would be making it rain for sure. Cappy, actually, 7:45 for the Mega Millions.
7:45, I'm going to make it. I'm going to get it.
Oh, you'll make it for sure.
Dang.
Yeah. I bought one.
Cap, buy me one. I'll Venmo you.
For real, buy me one, Cap, and I'll Venmo you.
No, Laura, I owe you a dollar.
So you'll win,
you do
you'll take
owe
half?
Her a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really do owe her a dollar.
Yeah, 7:45, Cappy, you can make it. I bought some tickets today.
I'm going to do it.
It's so ridiculous. I only remembered because I saw it was a lot of money. So I was like, oh, I'll pull over. And like, if I wouldn't, like if it was only $20 million, I shouldn't pull over anyway.
Right.
I just, you know, I don't know. It's,
right. It's like, hey, wait, it's $75 million.
We can pass.
I couldn't do anything with
$75 million.
I'm not
gonna, nothing in LA with $75 million.
$300 million. Stupid. Now I'm playing. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. 400. Yeah. Let's go. I'll buy $4.
I need that money in my life.
As if your chances are somehow going to be better.
Right. It's ridiculous because there'll be more people playing. It's actually worse, I would imagine. So,
all right.
Anyway.
So speaking of a lot of money, passengers on a Delta flight from Michigan to Minnesota say that the airline offered them $10,000 cash to give up their seats on an oversold flight.
Oh,
there was a guy who was a tech columnist.
Wow.
Yeah. 10 grand
cash.
So this guy
money.
Who's a tech. Yeah. Listen, let me finish. He's a tech columnist and a magazine, and mm-hmm. he wrote about this in his column, his weekly column. He said that him and his family boarded the plane, and they were waiting for it to leave at the gate when the flight attendant came over the intercom and said they were looking for 8 volunteers to give up their seats on the oversold flight, offering them 10 grand each. They said, Apple Pay. If you have Apple Pay, we will send it to you now on your phones via Apple Pay. In the end, the hour-long flight only departed 20 minutes later than it was scheduled to.
Oh, so boy.
These people that gave up their flights for 10 grand ended up like, oh, 20 minutes inconvenience for 10 grand. That's insane.
Hell yeah.
So obviously this is a big deal, but is there any situation that you can think of where you wouldn't take 10 grand cash to give up your seat on a flight?
I mean, it would have to be like one of these things that like the birth of my child, right? Or like, a funeral that I was going to miss if I didn't get this particular flight. It would have to be something like that.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, listen, I've got a flight. I got to get to a game. They're expecting me to be there, but if I don't and I have to drive, but I got 10 grand, but I'm a few hours late, can I pull that off? I mean, listen, I'm going to say 9.99 times out of 10, if you said to me, we'll give you 10 grand in cash, get off the plane right now and take a later flight.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah, I'd do it for 100%. Sure. It depends on how long the flight was, too. Right. To Cappy's point, can I drive there? Can I jump on another airline? You know what I mean?
I got 10 grand from them. I just bought a ticket from them for $1,000. I walked out 9 grand richer.
Yeah. I mean, I
I gave up a flight for a lot less than that. It was like I was at Charlotte, stuck there for the NBA All-Star game. And they came over the intercom and offered $1,000 travel credit. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go tomorrow morning. And so they put me up in a hotel and they gave me a food voucher and all that stuff and gave me $1,000 travel credit. And I went to Hawaii with it.
I was going to say, I concur with Lindsay. So when I was flying back from Cincinnati, there was a lot of issues with flights. And they were offering $200. Nobody was taking it. And it would keep going up. Finally, when it hit about $850, this girl comes up and she's like, look, give me $3,000. Put me up in this hotel and the food voucher and your seat's my seat is yours. They're like, done. So don't ever give the first offer.
Oh, no,
like,
absolutely. You negotiate.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to keep going up and get whatever you want because they will give it. Just saying.
Oh, that's good to know. I could have got more than $1,000.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, last one I'm going to do really quick here because the other ones I had down here I did yesterday when I was out. So Netflix hit series Stranger Things has broken the Nielsen streaming record for the most viewed program in a single week, according to Nielsen's top 10 records.
Anybody watching it?
So I talked about this. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet. It just came out last night, like the second half. Mm-hmm. So they released like the first 6 episodes. I think it was 6. And then the finale, the one that we talked about being like 2 hours long, it came out last night. And so now it's number one. It overtook Ozark, Tiger King, everything. Mm-hmm. So is the fact that this show that we talked about, I don't know if I'm going to watch a 2 hour long, you know, season finale of Stranger Things, that this is the number one streaming show ever. Is that a big deal or no deal?
I guess a big deal if it's, you know, the most streamed whatever show. I guess so. I mean, it's hard to argue against that, to be honest with you.
But I don't know Stranger Things.
Okay, so because you don't know, it doesn't matter.
No. What I'm saying is I actually have been contemplating, because I don't have a show right now. I don't have a series that I'm watching.
I mean, you could finish Ted Lasso.
If I could ever figure out how to use Apple TV again, I will. But I've been thinking about this. Should I watch Stranger Things? And I've been told by some friends that are all really into it. Like, I have a buddy of mine that's super into MMA and really into UFC. And I said, hey, Saturday night, you watching the big fights? And he's like, no, I'm going to a Stranger Things party. And I'm like, what? You're going to be watching Stranger Things at a party rather than a UFC fight? You love the UFC. He's like, I didn't even know there was a big fight this weekend. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You're more into Stranger Things than you are into the UFC. And I said, should I get into Stranger Things?
Wait, then he's not a big UFC fan. Sorry. Everybody
knows. I was going to say, this is one of the biggest cards they've had in a while.
When I showed it to him.
And by the way, July 4th weekend is always their biggest card.
When I showed it to him, I was like, well, take a look at the card. He was like, oh, damn, there's some really good fights. There's some really big guys here. I was like, I don't know how I didn't know about it. Nonetheless, Stranger Things. He told me, this is a friend of mine, says, you will not like Stranger Things. It's not your style
of show. I don't think it's for you either. I only watched the first season, and it was fine. I didn't love it, so I didn't stick with it. But, yeah, you definitely wouldn't like
it. What is the big thing, though? I mean, why is it so big? Why is it so popular? Why is it the number one streaming show?
I don't know.
I don't even know what it's about.
I mean, it's good, but not for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is like the binge-ability. You know,
my daughter
Netflix
just walked in.
The shows all at once.
My daughter just walked in. She's 18. She says she watches it, and she says it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, for her. It's great.
Do I like it?
No.
She said, do you like thrillers? I don't know. Nobody thinks I'm going to like this show.
We know you, Cappy.
You wouldn't finish the show. You still haven't finished Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, which is funny.
I know. And I got to try and figure it out. At some point, I'll get to it.
All right.
I doubt
Lindsay, you got one more or are we done?
I think she's done. Yeah, she's had it with us.
All right. That is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Coming up next, Scotty Tuhati will have one last Scotteria. We're going to let you, dealer's choice as we like to call it around here.
Okay.
You get to pick whatever it is you want, Cappy. We will talk about whatever Cappy wants.
Okay,
for the final
I'm good.
Second.
I'm good with that. Good. I'm glad you're going to give me that option. That's good.
Okay. We got that. Dealer's choice, last segment before the big holiday weekend. Next.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Cappy.
Come
Debbie
on
Deb.
Now. Yeah. See, this song right here, this song lets me know it's Friday evening. The weekend is here. Holiday weekend, 4th of July. Come on, Debbie Deb.
I've seen her perform live.
Yeah.
At like a horse track somewhere.
Where?
Actually, it was a dog track, now that I think about it.
A dog track, even better.
Flagler dog track. Yeah.
Flagler.
Yeah.
In Miami. Dog racing, man. Oh, my gosh. Greyhound dog racing.
I literally only went because they were having one of these like freestyle throwback concerts. I didn't watch any of the dog racing, but I just watched the concert, and then I left.
I told you that I saw Debbie Deb at a nightclub called Confetti. Every city in America at one point had a place called Confetti. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw Debbie Deb do her thing. And now here it is. It's Friday night.
Yeah. And she's playing just for you.
How old do you think Debbie Deb is nowadays?
Oh, my God. Debbie Deb? She's easily got to be in her 60s.
I saw Lindsay sent a bunch of birthdays today.
Actually, check that. 56. Yeah. I just Googled it.
56. Because, you know, Debbie Harry, who is the lead singer of Blondie, who I loved when I was a kid.
Is it her birthday today?
She's 77.
Wow.
Pamela Anderson. How old's Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson, I would say probably like in her mid-50s. So if I had to guess, I'll just go right in the middle, 55.
Yep, 55 is right on.
There you go. Is it her birthday too?
It is her birthday. Yeah. I had a friend who dated Pamela Anderson. And
no way.
Totally true story.
When?
My professor dated
a weird flex.
I was like, my professor dated Iron Man when he was like on the drugs.
Your professor dated Robert Downey Jr.?
Mm-hmm. When he was on the drugs.
When he was allegedly sleeping on other people's couches that he walked into the wrong house?
I have stories.
Whoa.
Yeah, so George, I had this.
Pamela Anderson stories, Cap.
Yeah. No, I had a buddy of mine who played college football at Cal, and then he had a 12 or 14-year career in the NFL as a long snapper, right? So this guy wasn't a quarterback. He wasn't a superstar pass rusher. You know, he was just this good-looking dude who happened to be an NFL player who, you know, at the time was making the league minimum for whatever his, you know, years of service were. By that time, he was probably making like $1.2 million a year.
Right.
I'm saying 12 or 14 years in the NFL as a long snapper. His name is David Bin. And I say, wait a second, Bin, with respect, my brother, you're the long snapper. And you got Pamela Anderson? And I'm telling you, man, games would end. And, like, you know, the players would come out into the parking lot and have, like, tailgate parties and things. And there would be Pamela Anderson right there. I'd be like, damn, my boy Bin is dating Pamela Anderson. That is wild to me.
So what year was this?
I'd say this is probably in the 2007, 8, 9-ish range.
Wow. So way past the Baywatch.
Past Baywatch, past the VHS tape that I still think is one of the greatest VHS tapes of all time.
Did Kid Rock too?
Did Pamela Anderson date Kid Rock?
I think she did.
Hmm. Don't know their dating lives well enough. I only know about this one buddy of mine who dated her. Still could never believe it. Like, come on, tell me the stories, please.
I feel like they were married, weren't they?
Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tommy Lee was her, was her husband.
Yeah, I know. Are Tommy you... was her husband.
Yeah, I know that, but I thought she was, like, married to Kid Rock for, like, a minute. I know
I thought
they
dated. I thought they dated, but I'm not, like, 100.
Maybe no, they did. They were married. I looked it up. They
for
were.
A minute or for 30 seconds? Or was
she
it longer?
She became engaged to singer Kid Rock. She broke up with him in 2003. They never got married.
Pamela Anderson, 55 years old today. And then, if I may, for
wait. July 2006, they got back together, and she would marry Kid Rock on a yacht near Saint-Tropez in France.
Saint-Tropez.
Well, why did you make that Spanish? It's French.
I don't know. I just thought that was, like, something I would do. Because, you know, Cerritos.
We went the opposite.
Cerritos.
By the way, everyone is pointing out that we forgot, of course, the most obvious one, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
See,
why did you do that? Why did you make it east at the end?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. La Puente.
Yeah. La Puente Hills Toyota. The house of
Duval Jameson, who's a loyal listener to the show, says, my Debbie Deb cut was When I Hear Music. I was stationed in Guam. Thank you for your service, by the way. And that was my club banger. When I Hear Music is good, too. When I Hear Music is probably better than Lookout Weekend.
Lookout Weekend, because here I come.
Laura, can you find When I Hear Music by Debbie Deb? I think that's the better song.
Can you get it out before she... before she plays it? Can you hum it for us? Can you get it in your head? Yeah, come on.
When I hear music, it makes me dance. You got it. It's my chance. When I hear music, it makes me dance.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes, except it sounds like we were killing cats or something. Yeah, but
that's actually pretty good. Between the two of us, I'll tell you one other person whose birthday it is today that we didn't get to hear from.
There
oh,
it is.
Wait a second. Forget
this is
it.
The better song.
Come on, Debbie Deb. She's not a one hit wonder. She's a two hit wonder.
She is.
Wonder this what she's doing song. In her life.
Go ahead, let her sing real quick. Boop boop. Yeah, this was definitely like super 80s. Super synthesized, like very 80s. But yeah. I actually think this is the better song, although Lookout Weekends is more popular.
But I'll tell you one song we haven't heard today from one.
Baby Don't Forget My Number by Milli Vanilli?
No.
That was number one today, according to Lindsay.
The one person I'd like to send a shout out to right now mm-hmm. and wish her a very happy birthday. And I'll give you a hint, George. You ready? Mm-hmm. You know who this is, George?
What's that? Oh, Lindsay. I mean, Lindsay. Missy, I mean.
That's right. Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott. Now, Laura, if you don't mind, take it down for a second. Because when I think of Missy Elliott, here's what I think. You ready? Bing, ticka, ticka, ding. Ba, ticka, ticka, ding. Ba, ticka, ticka, doom. Ba, ticka, ticka, ding. Ba, ticka, ticka, ding. See? That's Missy Elliott right there. Happy birthday, Missy Elliott. 51. Bing, ba-ka-ding-ka-ding, ba-ka-ding-ka-doom. Holla! You like this song, George?
I love it. Of course I love that song. That's your song right there.
Bing, ba-ka-ding-ka-doom, ba-ka-ding-ka-doom.
Y'all can stop me now.
Ba-ka-ding-ka-doom, ba-ka-ding-ka-doom. Holla! Ba-ka-ding-ka-doom, ba-ka-ding-ka-ding.
Holla! Go ahead, Cappy. You didn't nail it. What happened?
It's all right. I wanted you to nail it. I was bink, bink, a bink, a binking. Get your freak on.
This is how we started with Cap doing his weird noises.
Yeah, this was the song.
Because of the song. Yeah. Yep.
It's true. It is true. Indeed.
Get your freak on. 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 Is that your chick?
Nice.
Oh my goodness.
That's the song right there. That's the part where she like gets like she incredulous. Did, yeah. Is that your chick? People you don't know. Me and Timbaland been hot since 20 years ago.
I actually know this whole song. So sad.
I don't know the whole song. I just know a few words here and there.
I have issues. Like I would memorize songs and then like I couldn't memorize anything on an exam, but I could recite you a song. It's crazy.
I would have been really good if you could have sung the stuff that you were studying to remember it.
No,
you
know? I tried that. Didn't work.
Didn't work. Mm-mm. Didn't work for you, mm-hmm. huh? Shame.
Scuderia, though, right? This is the song?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. What's your choice? Dealer's choice. We have like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to say something to everybody who's tuning in here this afternoon, especially those of you that are with us here at the end of today's show. Obviously, we appreciate everybody being with us all week long, right? And again, if you're with us now, you're holding on till the very end. We appreciate that. We'll be back on Tuesday. But earlier today, ESPN Los Angeles put out an Instagram post, mm-hmm. and it said this: what was the biggest surprise of the Mandy Awards? And on the top of the picture, it had Sedano and Cap, so it was George, me, you, Lindsay, Laura, Chris Morales, and now I notice Rachel's in the picture.
That's funny.
And it says, six Mandys. And then underneath it, you got the picture of Liberace with Ireland, Bergman, and Jorge Briones, Liberace being Steve Mason. Mm-hmm. And it has five Mandy Awards. Mm-hmm. And then on the bottom, it's got in black and white, Travis and Slee.
I see it. Yeah.
With zero Mandy Awards. So here's what I want to say to everybody. If you were at the Mandy's last Friday night 1 week ago today, George, can you believe it's only been a week? I always try and do this. Like at the end of a week, I always look back at the week and I go, look at all the stuff that's happened in my life in the last 7 days. 7 days ago, we'd done the red carpet presentation. We were hanging out VIP backstage with Dustin, the guy with the long goatee. We were sitting down at the Mandy's, and we had no idea 1 week ago today at this exact time. We had no idea that the Sedano and Cap show would leave the Mandy Awards as the big winner of the night.
We did not. We had no idea. Although once we got off to that 4-0 start, I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah, things were looking good for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we were asking, you know, can we clear the table? We were actually, George, I think at one point you got up and were grabbing plates off the table.
I did. I grabbed plates from the dinner and moved them, and I went and I took them back to the kitchen. I'm not even joking about that.
Right, because we needed room on the table for the giant Mandy trophies. Now, Lindsay, I don't know if you've had a chance to really give a good look at your Mandy trophies. What's beautiful about these trophies is they're all custom made. And how do I know? Because they're not like cookie cutter where they all look 100% alike. There's actually some subtle differences. You know, the way the champagne is coming out of the bucket with the nuts all around it. They're beautiful trophies. And I just want to say to all of the Sedano and Cap listeners, to all of the community members, we can't thank you enough for what you did for our show last week. So my Scotteria tonight is going to be a little sappy. And I'm just going to say to everybody, man, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And you have no idea what you gave us last week when we walked out the big winners of the Mandy's. Scoreboard.
Yeah, it was great. You want to finish the song?
Bing, 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 bing.
I mean,
now,
we still have 90 seconds.
No,
we
that's okay.
Fill more than that.
No, that's okay. Because now here's what I want to ask everybody. You ready?
Go ahead.
George's
choice.
Yep. Here we go. Everybody give it to us. What's the 4th of July plans? George Sedano.
Oh, we're just chilling at the house, man. There's like way too many people on the road and the beaches are going to be too slammed. Like I'll do the beach, you know, in a couple weeks. Like I'm not, we'll just chill at the house and we'll grill and stuff and barbecue, all that stuff. Yeah.
Lindsay, baseball, what are we going to do this weekend?
I'm going to Vegas.
Wow, Vegas for 4th of July.
Pool parties. And like careful in those pool parties.
2 hours. Oh, no pools for me. No pools. No.
They're kind of gross.
No, she's just into casinos.
Very gross.
Yeah, she's going to be gambling.
How about you in the boo, Laura?
We're spending some time together, going to Disneyland on Sunday, and just chilling Monday. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to take it down a notch myself. You know, last week, the party just raged on. I mean, the Mandy's was crazy. The next day, the party raged on. Even this week. So I'm taking it down a notch. So I'm wishing everybody a very happy, healthy, safe 4th of July. And George, my final thought is, see everybody on Tuesday.
Yep. All right, Cappy, great job as always. Lindsay and Laura, excellent work. We will talk to you el martes. Have a great weekend. Be safe.